It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
Great play. Grill for three. Money. Second. Sedell. Great play. Grill for three.
Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I couldn't help myself. I had to play that highlight. About a time and a half there. Great board work by yours truly. Nonetheless, how about them Iowa State Cyclones with a double-digit win at Hilton Coliseum last night over the Texas Longhorns? And now in a tie for second place with the Kansas Jayhawks, as the Kansas State Wildcats got the best of the Jayhawks last night in the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. So this Big 12 race continues to just be incredibly heated, and the entire Big 12 conference continues to just be epically good as it relates to men's basketball so far this season, and women's basketball for that matter as well. And speaking of, you will hear Iowa State women's basketball coming up later tonight here on The Fan, right after the show, right after news and weather at the end of the hour. We'll go to pregame coverage on the Cyclone Radio Network of Iowa State men's or women's basketball. More details forthcoming here in just a little while. But welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Cole Bear. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear, and like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set on the Zuck machine. Check out the podcast. That's where you can, or you can find it at the website that I mentioned already, where you get the stream. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. It's also where you can get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. Email me if you want to ask any questions or maybe suggest a person or a topic you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Email address is Cole at 1650thefan.com. Or you can dial me up. Any questions or comments to add to today's show, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. All right, as usual, we will get to area sports news and scores for your Wednesday here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we will take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. And I had heard that maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that the white stuff was going to be showing up. Maybe it has elsewhere in the Cedar Valley, but out here on Shirley Street on the northwest end of Cedar Falls, I have not seen any snow yet. I suppose that could change rather quickly, but we're expecting some accumulation. And it sounds like if you're, you know, further north of here, that maybe you'll get enough where it might make life just a little bit of a pain in the you-know-what for a little while. But just be aware of the forecast. Make sure that you're planning ahead and you can do what you need to do safely. And Megan Mulford will have the latest in that upcoming timeout. After we come back from the first break, we've got kind of like a pseudo coaches huddle here today on the show. Obviously, my outstanding colleague, Mark Simpson, who you hear weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on Maximum Mornings, hosts the seasonal Coaches Huddle with Metro Football Coaches. We've got a bit of a Coaches Huddle here tonight on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. In the next segment, Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groen is going to join us and tell us about his 14th-ranked Tigers. They got a big win last night. Details on that coming in just a little bit. It just seems like Coach Groen, like usual, he's taken a team that started out well, and they've just gotten better, and they continue to improve, so much so to the point where, despite all the turnover from last year's outstanding team, that they're contenders for another trip back to the state tournament. So Coach Groen will join us in the next segment. We'll talk Tiger girls basketball. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and we'll be joined by Wapsie Valley High School boys basketball coach Marty McCowan. Looking forward to catching up with Coach McCowan. His Warriors, 12-1 overall, 5-0 in the East Division of the North Iowa Cedar League. They're coming off a win against Union last night. Their only loss was their season opener, so they've ripped off 12 in a row ever since then. And they've got a couple seniors that are just playing outstanding basketball, and the Warriors look like they're going to have plenty to say before the season is over. You know, when postseason play rolls around, look like they're going to be right in the thick of things. So Coach McCowan joins us to talk Wapsie Valley boys basketball in about a half hour's time here today on the show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout. That's when you get an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we come back for a final time on this Wednesday, and we will wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Just a couple quick notes here. You know, I was watching that Iowa State-Texas game last night, and this was even before Iowa State got its lead that I tweeted this out. And I don't have my tweet up in front of me, but I'll paraphrase it. Just that given all this success that Iowa State men's basketball has had in these 2 years, or, you know, call it 1.5 seasons so far with T.J. Otzelberger, his assistant coach, his top assistant, Kyle Green, has to be a major candidate for Power 6 jobs this upcoming coaching carousel. I mean, that just struck me like a ton of bricks last night watching that game. And I don't want this to get misconstrued. What TJ has done leading that program is nothing short of incredible. And he deserves, you know, more adulation than he's gotten from me, because that's just how good it's been. It's not that I haven't complimented TJ. I mean, you could make a case that you could just continue to compliment the guy for what he's done so far, right? But, you know, and not even just Kyle, but Kyle's been that guy where, you know, we get John Walters on the show, the outstanding Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice. He's talked about what Kyle's meant for that trademark defense that TJ has helped bring to Iowa State. You think about Iowa State teams of seasons past, defense is not at all something that would have come up in the first five things, at least, if not 10, when you talked about those really good teams, whether it be Fred Hoiberg or Larry Eustace, whomever, that was the coach at the time. And TJ's brought this brand of his own basketball. And as I know TJ would tell you, he's been on this show before. He would give all sorts of adulation to his assistant coaches. And you see the amount of times in huddles where Kyle Green is talking half the time, maybe sometimes even more, sometimes a little bit less. I'm not trying to say TJ doesn't talk in the huddle. I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression here. And I'm also not trying, Cyclone fans, to take what I'm sure you look at as, you know, an incredibly valuable assistant on your staff. But in saying that, you guys understand the reality here. And I think folks understand that as many years as Kyle Green spent at UNI, that his move to Iowa State, and I think Kyle may have said as much, whether it was with the Des Moines Register, it may have been the Des Moines Register, that, you know, with his son AJ now in the NBA, you know, he left for Iowa State before AJ's last year here at UNI, that he's still got goals in mind for his coaching career. And I'm sure he's achieved some of those goals at Iowa State. you know, to be able to be a part of something really special, you know, outside of the outstanding career he had as a UNI Panther assistant coach, associate head coach with Ben Jacobson. And I'm just sitting there watching that game last night, and I go, man, if you are a Power 5, Power 6 program with a head coach opening this offseason, you see this just next-level intense defense that Iowa State has brought to the table. You see some of these principles on offense that they're getting to that I know I remember seeing covering UNI basketball when Kyle Green was here. His fingerprints are all over it. And again, I'm not taking anything away from TJ. If anything, credit TJ for what obviously seems like a really great job of empowering and delegating to his assistant coaches. And I mean, if you are a Power 6 conference men's basketball team looking for a head coach this offseason, you're foolish if you don't interview Kyle Green. Absolutely foolish. And I'll be very interested to see how things play out. But I'll say it again, as I've repeated myself multiple times in this little diatribe I'm on here. I'm not trying to wish Kyle Green away from Iowa State. I'm simply pointing out that what he's done, along with TJ, in this just incredible, remarkable buildup at Iowa State, how can he not be on a top five of Power 6 coaching candidates this offseason? So I wanted to get that out there today. All right, let's dive right in. Area sports news and scores for a Wednesday. Last night in Metro High School basketball in boys games, 4A 10th-ranked Cedar Falls held off Iowa City High 62-57. 3A top-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier got the best of 4A 9th-ranked Waterloo West 67-37. Waterloo East boys won at Ottumwa 68-53, and New Hampton got past Waterloo Columbus 56-50. Meanwhile, in girls' games last night, as I mentioned before, 14th-ranked Cedar Falls defeated Iowa City High 54-38, the final. In 5A, 3rd-ranked Waterloo West blew the doors off of 4A 3rd-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier 73-50. Ottumwa got the best of the Waterloo East girls 42-23, and New Hampton outscored Waterloo Columbus 66-58. Following the latest rankings from the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association, the sites for the regional dual team tournaments are now available for all three classes. Regional duels for all three classes are scheduled for Tuesday, January 31st, at 6 p.m., the top eight teams in each class qualify for the state dual team tournament set for Saturday, February 4th at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Area schools hosting include in 3A, Waverly Shell Rock, and in 1A, Don Bosco and Nashville Plainfield. The rest of the sites can be found at the Iowa High School Athletic Association website. As we've been talking about, the 12th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball team remained unbeaten at home, knocking off number 7 Texas 78-67 last night at Hilton Coliseum. You heard it right here on The Fan. Cyclones had a balanced scoring effort, 4 players in double figures, led by Jaron Holmes, 21 points. Kansas State defeated Kansas, so Iowa State moves into a first-place tie in the Big 12 with the Wildcats and the Jayhawks with a 5-1 record. 18th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball plays host to Oklahoma State tonight for a Big 12 battle. Both teams entered tonight's game with a 3-2 record in league play. The Cyclones perfect at Hilton this year. They're 7-0. You can hear that game right here on The Fan, pregame at 6, tip-off at 6:30. The 10th-ranked Iowa women's basketball team plays at Michigan State this evening. The Hawkeyes are 6-1 and tied with Indiana for second place in the Big Ten. Ohio State is in first at 7-0. Going into tonight's game, both teams are on streaks. Iowa has won 3 in a row. The Spartans have lost 3 in a row. Tip-off tonight at Breslin Center is at 6. The UNI men's basketball team is at home tonight, playing host to Illinois State. The Panthers are going for the season sweep of the Redbirds, and UNI currently owns an 8-game winning streak over the Redbirds. UNI's Bowen Bourne, the Missouri Valley Conference leading scorer, has been nursing a calf injury and is expected to play tonight, but I think it's fair to say that you could call him questionable but likely to play. Bourne scored 25 points against Illinois State in the first go-around on New Year's Eve. Tip-off at McLeod Center is at 7. And in case you missed this yesterday, the men's basketball game between Iowa and Northwestern scheduled for tonight will not be played due to COVID within the Wildcats program. The two schools are going to work with the Big Ten to reschedule the game. If you got a ticket, it'll be made good for that rescheduled time if it comes to be. And then also tonight on Big Ten Network, a debut of a one-hour special on Chris Streets' life and legacy. Tonight's game was going to be known as Chris Street Remembrance Day because nearly 30 years ago, on January 19th of 1993, that was the day that claimed Chris Street's life in that unfortunate automobile accident. But you can watch that special, Chris Street's Life and Legacy, on Big Ten Network tonight at 8. If you were listening to yesterday's show, David Eicholt joined and told us he got to see a pre-screening of it and said that it does not disappoint and that it's an emotional experience. So definitely going to have the DVR set for that one tonight. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action Update and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groen talks to us about the first place Tigers. That's next on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
And it's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. The Bills' safety, DeMar Hamlin, has been lifting the team with his inspirational recovery, and he's become a fixture at the team facility again. Hamlin has been there almost daily, according to head coach Sean McDermott. The Memphis Grizzlies are building off their best season after matching a franchise record for wins a year ago. They'll attempt to match the longest winning streak in franchise history tonight. They've won 10 straight and host the Cavaliers. Head coach Taylor Jenkins said they've come in with the right attitude every day.
I've just constantly challenged our guys to just continue to put the work in, you know, really trying to find our standard for 48 minutes. I think we're doing it more often than not. You're never going to pitch a perfect game, but are we going to have that mentality? You know, guys are stepping up into different roles. We always talk about no matter who's playing, we've got a standard that we play by.
Cavaliers' Donovan Mitchell is doubtful for tonight's matchup. The Grizzlies trail the Nuggets by a half game in the Western Conference. Denver goes for back-to-back wins in their eighth in a row against the Timberwolves, and they remain without head coach Michael Malone after he was placed in health and safety protocols yesterday. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Iowa State basketball is on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan.
February is American Heart Month, and at the Waterloo Career Center, we have students who are fast-tracked to go into the medical profession. Our classrooms include hospital-grade equipment, like an ambulance simulator that provides our EMS learners with the opportunity to train in the most realistic way possible. And our students, well, they're just like Ray.
Hello, my name is Ray, and my goal is to save lives as a paramedic and EMT.
Ray is a senior at Expo and is studying right now to be an emergency medical technician and paramedic. Her goal is saving lives. At the Waterloo Career Center, we offer a collegiate-level academic experience in almost 20 tuition-free programs. We're proud to help Ray and students all over the Cedar Valley do more of what they love and what they do well. Do you have a middle or high school student in your life? What's their goal? Help them find it at the Waterloo Career Center. Give us a call at 319-433-1803. With us, the future is now.
At the Family YMCA of Blackhawk County, sports and activities are going on year-round. Basketball, volleyball, pickleball, and swimming lessons start soon. Take a class from one of our 40-plus fitness offerings and start your new year off right. Pump some iron, walk on the track, or swim laps in the pool. Have a great time with all your friends at the Family YMCA Blackhawk County, located at 669 South Hackett Road in Waterloo. The YMCA, strengthening the foundations of our community.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Divisional round underway Saturday afternoon. The Jaguars, 8.5-point underdogs against the Chiefs in Kansas City, 53 the over-under. Then in primetime, the Eagles, -7.5 at home against the Giants, 48 the total. Then Sunday, the Bengals and Bills in Buffalo. The Bills a 5-point favorite, the over-under 48. Then the Cowboys, +3.5 at the 49ers, the over-under 46.5. College basketball tonight, Iowa and Northwestern postponed due to a COVID outbreak within the Northwestern program. Drake, a 7.5-point favorite against Missouri State tonight, 127.5 the total. Northern Iowa, -8.5 at home against Illinois State, the over-under 134.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies tonight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 29. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for snow. Highs around 31. Overcast tomorrow night, 19. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 33.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan, and we continue to check in with Metro and Cedar Valley area boys and girls high school basketball teams. As folks, we're on the back half of the regular season here. District, sub-state, state basketball going to be here before we know it. And like usual, there are so many teams in the area that are contending for a trip to the state tournament. And we're joined by one of the coaches of those teams today. That would be Cedar Falls High School Girls Basketball Coach Greg Grohn. The Tigers are ranked 14th. They are 9-4 overall, 7-1 in the Mississippi Division of the Mississippi Valley Conference. Coach Grohn, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate you being here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, it's hard to believe that we're already in the middle of January, and you know, you're starting to talk about regional play coming up here soon.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how fast this end of the year goes. You get into a little bit of a holiday break. Next thing you know, a couple weeks go by, and I'm sure you and your staff are going, "Hey, we got to get some things kind of polished up here before postseason play gets upon us." But first things first, let's talk about a really nice win last night against Iowa City High, 54-38. Just speak, Coach Grohn, collectively, what did you see from your team and how they got that W?
Yeah, I think just as we've seen in the last few games, we've just been really tuned in on the defensive end and really been doing a lot of work on that end in regards to, you know, how we're defending and just, you know, playing really well on defense and making it really tough on offenses for other teams. So we've been priding ourselves on that a little bit. We have some work we're still working out on the offensive end, but a lot of good things still coming.
And tell me a little bit more about what's gone into improving that defense, because I would imagine that going into a season, whether it's offense or defense, you and your staff have an idea of what you might have and what might work best. Then you get a sample of what we're looking at now, 13 games, and you go, well, okay, part of that can work, part of it maybe can't work. So, you know, when you kind of maybe circled your wagons and go, here's what we can do to create the best defense with this team, what did that lead you to?
Yeah, you know, We were just starting to get things rolling, and then right before going into break, we just kind of had a sickness and illness hit the team, and it kind of got us out of sync a little bit going into break, and we had a lot of kids out. But then over break, it seemed like we were able to kind of have a few practices where we were able to put some things together, and we knew that, you know, going in and getting reps, we have a lot of kids that have a lot of speed and quickness. We also have some height, and we have some rim protectors, and we know the combination of those two things. You know, we can do some things on the defensive end, and they've bought into what we've been doing, and you know, they really believe in themselves right now and what they can do on the defensive end, and it's just fun to see them grow from game to game.
You mentioned, you know, suffering some setbacks before the holiday break. Would you point to the illness as a big reason why that? Three of your four losses this season, you know, all came in a row there toward the end, just before holiday break? Was there maybe a little more that went into that? Because, you know, navigating a stretch where you lose three games in a row, typically, Coach Groen, it is a little different than if you're suffering three losses in a span of, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we played some great teams going into break. Don't get me wrong, but we were missing a couple key players for a couple of those games, you know, and we just kind of had to battle through it, right? And we were able to, you know, pick up a win shorthanded going into the Christmas break. But we were just kind of trying to put pieces together, and we really didn't know from day to day who we'd have at practice or who we'd have at games, just because that bug was kind of going through the team. But we were able to battle through that, and, you know, like I said, we were able to get into Christmas break after a little time where kids could relax a little bit and get healthy, and we were able to get some things done. And, you know, we're seeing that now coming out of the Christmas break, staying healthy and just competing at a higher level.
Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groen, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, just to circle back to last night's win against Iowa City High, your freshman Karis Finley scores 20 points. Was that a season high, a career high for Karis? And if so, whether it was or not, I mean, just talk about that performance from her and what stood out to you.
Yeah, you know, Karis, that was a career high for her, and it was fun just to kind of watch her just take that next step in the growth of her being a freshman. She was one that suffered a couple setbacks right before Christmas break, wasn't feeling well, you know, and right when she was starting to get her footing, she got sick, didn't play in a couple games, got her to Christmas break, coming out of Christmas break, and it's been fun to kind of see her, as we often see with freshmen. They start to gain that confidence to kind of understand what goes into it. And every game, you just see that growth in her. And it was fun to see her kind of have a breakout game on her last night and just to see what she's really capable of doing on the court.
And how about Gabby Hanks? You get 15 points from your sophomore there. What would you say in terms of what you saw from her? Because she's brought contributions this season, but that certainly looked like a standout game as well.
Yeah, it really is. And lots of times, you know, we talk about stuff that lots of times don't go in the stat book. And lots of times she kind of gets the job of guarding the other team's best player just with her quickness and her ability to defend. So she gets that responsibility a lot of time. And then to see her come and have the offensive performance that she did, shot with the confidence from the three-point, hit a couple big three-pointers for us through during the night. And it was just kind of fun to see her put it together on both ends of the court, too.
And, Coach Groen, what would you say in terms of, you know, the younger players when the calendar flips? Do you feel like maybe there's any sort of commonality season to season where you just kind of get enough game experience under these players' belts and all it takes is one good game and then, you know, a number of other things with these young players just kind of snap into focus, if you will?
Yeah, and we kind of knew that coming in. You know, we have a lot of young players. We only returned one from last year's team that had varsity experience. So we knew that the only way that we were going to get better is by playing good teams and getting experience on the court. And the more opportunities you have to play really good teams, you know, the game starts to slow down a little bit, especially for your younger players. And as the game slows down, you're going to see their performances go up. And I think we're getting to that point now where they kind of understand what it takes to be successful in the MVC. They understand the time and the commitment and just, you know, understanding the details that go into every game. And the more they buy into it, you know, the more successful we're going to have.
The varsity returner you're alluding to, Grace Knutson, outstanding junior, just shy of 21 points per game this season. You know, people familiar with your program just know how skilled of a player that Grace is, but what can you tell us, Coach, and being around her every day with, you know, what she's done to be able to raise her game and produce it even in a higher level this season?
Yeah, Grace just all the way around has just stepped up her game in every aspect of it. What I like about Grace is I see her as a very humble leader, and, you know, she knows that she wants her teammates to come along, right? And she wants her teammates to do well also. And, you know, no matter what kind of night she has, the biggest thing at the end of the night is, you know, she wants a victory for her team. And so it's been fun to see her step into that leadership role. Sometimes kids don't get to do that until their senior year, and she's being able to do that as a junior. Just a great leader on and off the court, does a great job, not only vocally, but also just through her actions, you know, every day. And, you know, she's going to continue to grow from game to game and year to year yet, and it's going to be fun to see where she goes.
No doubt about it. A few more minutes here with Cedar Falls High School girls basketball coach Greg Groen on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, we spoke about the defense and how you and your staff and your players have worked to improve that end of the floor with 13 games as well to your credit as it relates to your offense. What would you tell us on, you know, what you've been able to diagnose so far and you know, look at your staff, look at your players and go, hey, you know, we're good. We're off to a really nice start. But if we level up in this particular area here with what we're doing on the offensive end of the floor, we'll be that much hard to play against our opponents.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we continue to look at our offense, you know, early on in the season, lots of times with teams, it comes down, or when you're playing with young players, it comes down to, you know, keeping your turnovers down and making good decisions on the court. And, you know, we were kind of rocky there at the beginning. I felt like after Christmas break here, we've been doing a much better job with that. And the last few games we've kept, we've been under 10 turnovers a game, which
nice.
Has been really good for us. And, you know, now as we progress, I think we're just looking, for more balance, which we were able to get a little bit last night. So we're knocking down turnovers a little bit and, we're getting a little bit more efficient on offense. Now I think, our next step is seeing a little bit more balance.
Would it be easy, Coach Groen, to point toward the shot clock and say, this is the biggest thing in terms of what it's meant for us offensively. This is the biggest thing as far as what it's meant for us defensively.
I don't think there's any doubt it's defensively. We've been averaging maybe about one shot clock violation a game, or you know you're pushing teams to rush a shot at the end. And I think it's just that mindset that you know we know that you know. You're probably going to play defense for 25 seconds. And, you know, and we believe that we can do that. We can do that really well for 25 seconds, you know, compared to the past where you never knew how long you were going to be on defense without the shot clock. And I think just that mindset really helps him on the defensive end, knowing that if we can do that hard for that 25 seconds, good things are going to happen.
Finally, Coach, before I let you go, you've got another tough MVC game. What's new? Coming up this Friday, Class 3A, third-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier. It's a rematch from when you fell short on December 16th to Xavier. 55-46 was the final of that one. So, you know, are the maybe lessons of that game still kind of fresh in the mind about what you're going to apply to try to have a successful effort against Xavier this Friday night?
Yeah, you know, I think we went on the road. We were shorthanded. We didn't have a couple girls playing. We had a couple girls get or a girl get sick during the game. We were really, really shorthanded and turned the ball over more than what we wanted to, but still competed on the road. And so we're excited about, you know, hopefully putting together a better game plan than what we did the first time there and just competing at a high level again, playing good defense and, you know, because we know here down the stretch, I think four out of our seven games down the stretch here are against ranked teams, and we know we have a lot of good competition coming up. So we want to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward and we're playing at a high level.
Coach Groen, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and we'll catch up again before the season's over.
I appreciate it. Thanks for covering.
All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side, we keep talking hoop. Wapsie Valley boys basketball coach Marty McCowan up next on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The UNI and Drake men are at home tonight in Missouri Valley Conference play. the Panthers host Illinois State. UNI won the first meeting at Illinois State back on New Year's Eve and stands 5-3 in the Valley. The Redbirds are 3-5.
You know, just watching them, even though it's been a short amount of time, I think they're playing. They've leveled up defensively. I think they're doing some things that they weren't doing a couple weeks ago when we saw them. And I just feel like they're playing good basketball.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Bulldogs look to build on an 11-game home court winning streak tonight against Missouri State. The Bulldogs are 5-3 in the Valley and lost the first matchup with the Bears 52-49 in Springfield. The 10th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women take a 3-game winning streak on the road to Michigan State. And the Iowa State women are at home tonight. The 18th-ranked Cyclones play host to Oklahoma State. This is Radio Iowa.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
As an adult, kids want to know you're listening to them, but they also want to listen to you. When it comes to alcohol, they want to know your expectations and how and why to avoid underage drinking. Talking early and often about it in everyday conversations reinforces your message and keeps lines of communication open. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'll be by your side.
Radio Iowa has been on the air for more than 35 years and now boasts more than 80 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Radio Iowa's unique position covering the start of the U.S. caucus and primary season means the next president's road to the White House begins in our house. We have the resources and social media presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at radioiowa.com.
We don't realize how much our breathing affects our everyday lives until this, or this, or this. Our team at Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy is here to make breathing a breeze. We will treat your allergies, sleep apnea, and sinusitis using innovative procedures and technology. Talk to Dr. David Congdon and Dr. Kenny Rodriguez and put your breathing problems in the past. Call 319-888-8044 for a consultation today. Don't let breathing problems disrupt your everyday life. Breathe easy with Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy.
Bocolo Ford has the pre-owned vehicles you can trust.
Our gold-certified vehicles pass a 172-point inspection, and they include great warranties and 24-hour roadside assistance.
Choose peace of mind with our gold-certified inventory at BillCaldwellFord.com. Clearly, a better place.
Visit the Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center located at Bill Caldwell Ford in Hudson. Quick Lane provides essential maintenance such as oil changes, tires, brakes, batteries, and more. So, whatever you drive, take care of it at the Cedar Valley Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear weekday afternoons from 5 till 6 right here on 1650 The Fan.
Listen to the Dan Patrick Show weekday mornings, 8 to 11 here on The Fan. Right now, we continue to talk high school basketball on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Joined now by Wapsie Valley Boys basketball coach Marty McCowan. Coach McCowan, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Cole, and thank you for having me on. I told you a little earlier, this is always one of the highlights of the season, being able to talk to you.
Well, likewise, Coach McCowan. And boy, what a start your team is off to so far this season. 12-1, 5-0 in the East Division of the North Iowa Cedar League, which, once again, no surprise, is just a gauntlet of a conference. Let's start with last night. Your guys get a 68-53 win against Union. Tell us how your guys got that job done. What went in to getting that W?
Well, it's been kind of a crazy season. Is we've been down just about in every single game in the first half, and last night was no different. And we've been down in a lot of the games last night the same way, by 10 points or more in the first half, and have come around, made great adjustments at halftime. The kids have made some good adjustments and come back and, like you said, won 12 of our 13 games so far. And last night was no different. We I think it was 30 points out of Andrew Westfall last night, knocked down some threes, got to the hoop very well. Mace Harder added another 15 or 16 for us last night. And those two guys have been, that scoring-wise, our major leaders on the floor for us this year.
Yes, they have, and I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about that duo here in just a little bit. But, Coach, through 13 games, that's a pretty good sample size as far as a high school basketball season is concerned, and You touched on how maybe the first half hasn't been too kind to your team throughout the season, but you've been able to circle your wagons and find it in the second half. So, I mean, how would you put your finger on that? And then what would you say just in terms of when you've seen the best version of this Wapsie Valley boys basketball team, what does that look like?
Well, you know, it's something that as a coaching staff we've been trying to figure out. You know, do we need to start, you know, in a different offense, different defense, that kind of stuff during the game? We've even talked about changing our pregame warm-ups. It was really funny because I was talking to my oldest son, John, who's a head coach at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and he said, how many years have you been running that warm-up? And I said, for decades. He goes, and it works. Therefore, don't change that. Change what we're doing with the kids and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's something that we're done fretting about. We're going to accept what happens and just make sure that, you know, outcome of the game is where we want it to be. And like I said, it has been. We lost the first game of the year to GR, to Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and have won 12 straight since then. So our kids, have, like I said, have done a great job of learning what they've done incorrectly in the first half, corrected it, and had really good second halves.
Setting that aside, Coach McCallum, because I think what's admirable is you're not going to let yourself suffer from paralysis by analysis on these first halves. But I would imagine that when you look over what your team's done, that you're identifying things as the postseason draws near. Because it is, as crazy as that sounds, the postseason's right around the corner. What's something right now, or maybe there's some things right now that Wapsie Valley boys basketball is going, man, if we level up here, we level up there, we're going to be that much harder to play against.
Yeah, I'll start right away with the fact that what you just said, it's crazy. We talked to our kids on Monday that 4 weeks of regular season left is all. You know, now looking at halfway through this week, 3.5 weeks. And one of the things that we definitely are trying to improve on is our ability to play man-to-man defense. As good as we've been in our, you know, our zones that we play right now, there's times in games where you have to be able to get into man-to-man and get some stops in that man defense, put some extra pressure on the ball. And so that's been one of our big focus points we've been in the last couple of weeks to really improve on that side of the game.
Wapsie Valley High School boys basketball coach Marty McCowan, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole and Company. Coach, I'll ask you a similar question I've asked every coach that I've had on before and during this season. You know, when you think about offense and defense for your team, what are the first things that come to mind when I mention that we're in the shot clock era now?
It really, I'll be very, very honest with you. Offensively, it hasn't been a major factor for us. We've, I think, maybe in all 13 games had one shot clock violation, maybe two, and maybe end of the clock situations in the 13 games, maybe six or seven, maybe a little bit more, but not much. So it hasn't been a fact where we're like, oh, you know, it's really changing what we're doing. And defensively, with some of the stuff that we run on the defensive end, I think has actually been to our advantage, especially if you're sitting in the zone and all of a sudden, you know, they haven't been able to get that shot they've wanted in years past. Teams against us were maybe run off a minute to more off the clock. Now, I think the big thing that you see with the shot clock is end-of-the-game situations.
Yeah.
Where before, if you've got a 6-point, 7-point, 8-point lead with 2 minutes to go, you're going to hold the ball, and now you can't. So that's probably been the biggest thing I've seen with the shot clock is end-of-the-game situations.
Does that maybe kind of heighten the importance of having some quick hitters on offense that you can trust, especially here in the latter part of the season, and then maybe some defensive coverages that you feel confident in going to, whether it's blitzing a screen and roll or something of that nature, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's huge, to be honest with you. Offensively, we've got plays set up that we obviously work on in practice and games all the time. We call it 10-second plays. When the shot clock is 10 seconds, or you got 10 seconds left in the half or the quarter, whatever it happened to be, do you have that play ready to go? That 10-second play that you can know you can get run in 10 seconds. So we've definitely worked on that a lot more than what we've done in the past. And defensively, we've talked about the same thing. You know, if it's getting down a short time in the shot clock, what's our different defensive philosophy than we had at the early in the shot clock?
Let's talk about a couple outstanding Warriors that you mentioned earlier. We'll start with senior Mason Harder, a little over 21 points per game this season. That's big-time production. What's Mason bringing to the floor on a nightly basis?
I think one of the biggest things that he brings to the floor, obviously the 21 points a game is huge. It's Mason's a very unique player in the fact that over the years that we've coached him, we've had to hammer him to be more selfish. He loves passing the basketball. And, you know, standing at 6'7", being able to have the athletic ability he has, I mean, he can step dunk with ease. He's a lot of times option pass first. So we've really hammered on him this year, and he's really bought into the fact that you've got to see the rim every single time you touch the ball. And not only is he averaging 21 points a game, at this point he's averaging 17.8 rebounds a game.
Jeez.
I mean, it's incredible. He went over 1,000 points, I think, last week in the first game we had last week. And he's on pace with either the last game or second last game of the year. If his rebound production stays the same, he'll go over 1,000 rebounds for his career also, which just is incredible. But again, you know, with Mason, we've really, really talked to him a ton about be more selfish, rim first, and then pass it second.
You had mentioned Andrew Westfall, who had an outstanding game in the win against Union. It sounds like Andrew hasn't necessarily been like the number two guy. He's kind of the 1B to the 1A.
Yeah, I would definitely give you that. Like I said, last night he had 30 points in the game last night. He's been shooting the ball not only from the three-point line, but the biggest thing that Andrew's improved on is his ability to finish at the rim. He has been so solid in getting himself to the rim and being finishing shots at the rim, and he's a great athlete, but not, you know, height-wise. He's not one of those kids you look at and say, okay, as a point guard, he's going to be able to get you down in there. But his athletic ability is unbelievable. He can get up and get to the rim, and he's been doing that so well. And especially against pressure, when people have put heavy pressure on us, mm-hmm. he's been able to beat that first guy and then get to the rim, either finish it himself or get an assist to somebody else.
That's so important. Just a few more minutes here with Wapsie Valley High School boys basketball coach Marty McCowan on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, outside of those two we just talked about, you've got about 5 to 7 other young guys who have contributed steadily to this team. That's been so great so far this season, 12-1, like I mentioned earlier. What would you say about those role players, those bench guys, and just what's impressed you most from that group to be able to have this 12-1 record?
Well, I think the thing that impresses me the most is you know, you hear it during the game, but then if you're watching film, the excitement you see from the players on the bench for the players that are playing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't see the kids sitting on the bench going, oh, I wish I was in the game. They're excited for what's going on out there. And a few years ago, during our state tournament run, we changed our model from we are Wapsie to we are family, and it's really progressed through there. The kids on the bench are so excited for their teammates when they're performing well, and then when they get in the game, the teammates that are sitting on the bench now, same way. You know, and I see that published all the time, but being able to experience the way we're experiencing it is so much fun to be around these kids.
That's great to hear. As we've alluded to a few times here, postseason play right around the corner. So is there anything, Coach, in all of your experience as, you know, you get here and the school work is what it is, that's always there. There's the life at home, and then there's this basketball season that builds and builds and games stack and stack. Do you maybe kind of let off the gas a little bit here down the stretch with your team? Just how do you manage workload? Is it maybe just you feel it out day by day? What would you tell us?
Exactly what you just said at the end. We feel it out day by day. You know, coming off some games, depending on how much the top 7 or 8 played, we'll go an hour and a half after in practice that next day. If the top guys didn't get a ton of playing time, then we'll go 2 hours. In our practices, they are a lot of shooting drills that mix in, and we'll limit the up and down if we need to. But, yeah, we'll just read where they're at, and we talk about all the time how important it is to make sure that you're ready to go the next day. You know, and the mental side of it, the 32 minutes that we're on the court for a game, the most important thing in the world is that game. And when you walk off the court, there are so many more things that are important to it. And I think that really helps our mentality also.
For sure. Coach McCowan, let's wrap up here. You've got a home game on Friday night against Sumner Fredericksburg. I had Jessup boys basketball coach Joe Smines on yesterday. And from what he had to tell me, Sumner Fredericksburg better than their record. They can challenge these teams that are at the top of the NICL with their brand of basketball. So what's it going to take to be able to get that W on Friday night?
Yeah, you're exactly right. One of the things we're going to have to do is on the defensive side, make sure we identify their shooters, make sure that we don't let them dribble penetrate. And like you said, the conference is so tough. You never, I'll be honest with you, walk into a game, oh, this one's ours. You know, it's going to be a 20 or 30-point victory. You don't have that feeling ever. You know, we're going to come off of Sumner Fred on Friday night. And then next week we have Grundy, who's ranked 10 in 2A, and AP, who's ranked either 2 or 1, whatever poll you want to look at, in 2A for next week's schedule. But the thing about it is that you never get that chance to look ahead, which when you talk about tournament time, that's so important. That, you know, you come off a district semifinal game, go to district finals, boom, boom, it's like our conference. You know, 15 of our 21 games this year are against 2A or 3A teams. And building a schedule like that makes you ready for tournament time.
Coach McCowan, as always, great to catch up. A real pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way. We'll have to be sure to catch up again before this season gets away from us.
All right, that sounds good, Cole. Hopefully you can give me a call midway through the tournament time, which means we're still playing.
Absolutely. I plan on it, Coach. Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wapsie Valley boys basketball coach Marty McCowan, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Jalen Hurts is hurting no more. The Eagles quarterback was not listed on the team's injury report Tuesday for the first time since spraining his shoulder back in Week 15. Elsewhere, there's a new top Titan in Tennessee. The team is hiring 49ers Director of Player Personnel Rand Carthon as their new general manager. Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill said Tuesday his team will have a new head coach in, quote, a matter of days. And their search is heating up. Arizona interviewed former Colts head coach Frank Reich and requested an interview with Broncos D coordinator Ejiro Evero. Evero interviewed for the Texans head coach job Tuesday. Houston also interviewed Rams assistant head coach Thomas Brown. One top head coach candidate isn't going anywhere. Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson says he's staying in Detroit after interviews with the Colts and Texans. The Colts also requested an interview with Cowboys offensive coordinator Dan Quinn. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Love your home with City Builders, offering composite windows, the most energy efficient window made in America. City Builders also carries their exclusive luxury bath systems done in a day. City Builders state-of-the-art showroom featuring all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience quality products with quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Falls, or call 277-4000.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Chargers have a star QB in Justin Herbert. The former Oregon star has thrown for 94 touchdowns in just three seasons in L.A. But the Chargers have continued to waste valuable time trying to find a match for him. L.A. fired offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi yesterday. That will give Herbert three offensive coordinators in just 4 years. Herbert is a tremendous talent, so it wouldn't be surprised to see the quarterback continue to succeed. But if the quarterback ever wants to take that next step, he's going to have to find a coordinator he's comfortable with. And to make this decision even more impactful, Herbert is now set to enter the final season of his rookie deal. But after leading the Chargers to the playoffs in multiple seasons of 30 or more touchdown passes, Herbert's extension won't be cheap. LA will have at least one more year to capitalize on his rookie salary. And with a concerning history at coordinator and a limited amount of time, a home run at the OC position would be a great first step towards capitalizing on his talent. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van and you're opening up more than doors. You're unlocking potential with 16 body types, thousands of ways to customize. A Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions as far as you want them to go. Now you could win your very own Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van customized by Gretsch RV by entering the Dan Patrick Show's Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. To enter and get official rules, visit danpatrick.com for your chance to win.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it. Also appreciate Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Grohn and Wapsie Valley boys basketball coach Marty McCowan for both joining today's show. A lot of fun catching up with those two. Iowa State women's basketball coming up after news and weather here at the end of the hour. The Oklahoma State Cowboys, or would it be Cowgirls, in Ames to take on the Cyclones, where they are 7-0 at Hilton Coliseum so far this season. Pregame at 6, tip-off at 6:30. I'm headed to McLeod Center for UNI Illinois State. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.